Today, we'd like to study the title of Deeply Corrupted in Hosea chapter 9, verses 1 to 17. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, do not rejoice, O Israel, with joy like other peoples, for you have played the harlot against your God. You have made love for hire on every threshing floor. What are they doing at the threshing floor? Question 2. In verse 9, they are deeply corrupted as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity. He will punish their sins. How were the days of Gibeah? How were the days of Gibeah? Question 3, in verse 17, my God will cast them away because they did not obey him. And they shall be wanderers among the nations. What can we learn? What can we learn? After the death of Solomon in 931 before Christ, Israel was divided, with Israel ruled by Jeroboam in north, and Judah ruled by Rehoboam, Solomon's son, in south. Before Israel was carried to captivity by Assyria in 722 before Christ, Hosea prophesied to Israel. The time of Hosea happens in the 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 9 to 12. Also, the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right. And they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves sacred pillars and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. There they burned incense on all the high places, like the nations whom the Lord had carried away before them. And they did a wicked thing to provoke the Lord to anger, for they served idols of which the Lord had said to them, you shall not do this thing. Then verse 1, do not rejoice, O Israel, with joy like other peoples. Other peoples here, Gentiles or idol worshippers. That time Gentiles didn't worship Jehovah God. For you have played the harlot or holy or prostitute against your God, which meaning adultery. They made adultery against God, also including spiritual adultery. You have made love for hire on every threshing floor. Threshing floor at that time were located in high places. They separated wheat from chaff or corn from huskers by wind. So they made adultery with the prostitute, also whore, also harlot. Also, they made a spiritual adultery, especially worshiping Baal. So then, verse 2, the threshing floor, actually the threshing floor located in high place, that's a place to commit adultery and spiritual adultery against God. Then wine press shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. Her meaning Israel, because of maybe drought or famine. Verse 3, they shall not dwell in the Lord's land. Lord's land is Israel, northern land over anti-Israel, the promised land. So God said, they Israelites shall not dwell in the Lord's land. So which meaning they will be carried away as captives by Assyria or by Egypt as well. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim. Ephraim is a dominant tribe of northern Israel. So Ephraim, the representative of northern Israel. Israel shall return to Egypt and shall eat unclean thing in Assyria. That time, Israel leaders changed continually between Egypt and Assyria for Israel's benefit. They played the game between two strong countries at that time. One is Egypt and Assyria. So when Israel fell down, attacked by Assyria, some of them are carried as captives into Egypt. Most of them carried away as captives to Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord. Why? Because unclean things. God wanted only clean things. Nor shall their sacrifices, which means sacrifices to animals, be pleasing to God. It shall be like a bread of mourners to them. All who eat it shall be defiled. All who eat it shall be unclean. So God wanted only clean thing. For their bread shall be for their own life. It shall not come into the house of the Lord. So God doesn't want unclean thing. What will you do in the appointed day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? For indeed, they are gone because of destruction. So which meaning? They will be carried away as captives or slaves into Assyria, or some of them into Egypt. Egypt shall gather them. Memphis shall bury them. Memphis was a city in Egypt, not in the United States, obviously. So Memphis was located on northern side over Nile River. Nile River is south toward the northern side. So Memphis area, the green fields were pasteurized, very plentiful. So the Israelites will work as slaves for Egyptian for agriculture, for farming. So they will die in Memphis city. So Memphis shall bury them. Nettles shall possess their valuables of silver. Nettles means thorns. Thorns shall be in their tents. So valuable of silver, such as a silver cup, and a silver spoon, silver fork, that will be covered by thorns. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles or tents. So their dwelling place will be covered by thorns. The days of punishment or visitation have come. The days of recompense for evil have come. So they crossed the line between God's mercy, God's love, or God's patience, and God's judgment for his justice against evil. So we know that God is merciful, God is long-suffering, but God never be patient forever. But at a certain time, God will make a punishment for his righteousness against the evil. So that time come here, they cross the line. Israel knows the prophet is a fool, the spiritual man, such as a priest, is insane. Like the last day of Judah, southern Israel, in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 13, 14. Because from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Covetousness is greed. And from the prophet, even to the priest, like a spiritual man, everyone deals falsely. They have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, which meaning lip service, saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. So only peace in the Lord Jesus Christ can be found. The world peace is a temporal, you know, changed always. So the peace only in the Lord Jesus Christ. So because of the graciousness of your iniquity, your sin, and great enmity. Enmity is a hatred, such as idols. Idols is hated thing by God. The watchman of Ephraim is with my God. King James Version, past tense. The present watchman of Ephraim was with God. Watchman's function, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. So watchman basically deliver God's word, warning against the other brothers and sisters. So watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but now the prophet is a foul snare, trap in all his way, which means the prophet becomes stumbling block to snare all other Israelites. Enmity or hatred in the house of his God. So hatred, abomination, such as idols. Verse 9, they are deeply corrupted, and in the days of Gibeah, the question is, what happened in the days of Gibeah? Gibeah is like verse 1. Verse 1 said, you have played the harlot against your God. That happened occurred in Gibeah. You have this horrible story of a Levite in Ephraim land visited his father-in-law's home in Bethlehem to bring back his concubine who played the harlot against him. During journeying back to Ephraim, northeast bound, the couple had stopped to stay overnight in Gibeah, northeast bound, in the territory of the Benjamin people's territory. Then some wicked Benjamite men gathered around the house and demanded that the Levite came out so they could have sex with him or rape him. Instead, the Levite gave them his concubine. They raped and abused her all night and then left her dead at the door of the house. The Levite divided her into 12 pieces, limb by limb, center her throughout all the territory of Israel, so 12 tribes, saying in Judges chapter 19, verse 30, provoking word, no such deed has been done or seen from the day that the children of Israel came out from the land of Egypt until this day. Consider it. Confer and speak up, provoked 12 tribes to develop God's justice against the evil doing. Then the wicked men and their allied Benjamites were ultimately totally destroyed for its evil. In Judges chapter 20, verse 48, and the men of Israel turned back against the children of Benjamin to struck them down with the edge of the sword from every city, men and beasts. All who were found, they also set fire to all the cities they came to. So completely destroyed because of the evil. So here, Hosea, so Israel's today is similar to Gibeah day. He will remember their iniquity, he will punish their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first fruits on the fig tree in its first season. But they went to Baal Peor. Baal Peor was a Baal of Peor, a mountain in Moab. Balaam, a prophet, was hired by King Balak, actually bribed by King Balak of Moab, to curse the Israelites, but despite several Balaam's denials. So Balaam did not curse Israel rather than bless the Israelites, but it caused that the Israelites commit harlotry with the women of Moab and Baal worship at Peor. That is Numbers chapter 25, verse 1 to 3. Now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry or harlot with the women of Moab. They invited the people to the sacrifice of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. So also, Baal Peor is another example of adultery and spiritual adultery, and separated themselves to that shame, which is idol worship. They become an abomination. Abomination is an idol that God hates, like the things they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory shall flow away like a bird, no birth, no pregnancy, and no conception. Israel history teaches us to us, first time Israel people worship God in purity, that times God blessed not only spiritual thing, but also material thing. But then they are caught up with material thing, then negating spiritual thing. That time this spiritual thing is weakened, and material thing are weakened too. So then they repent their sin again. They sought the God. So God gave spiritual blessing and material blessing. Then they are caught up with material blessing, negating spiritual thing. That kind of a cycle. So United States is very similar to Israel history. First time, 1776, the forefather came here for spiritual thing. That's why we call the Puritan. They, the Christian, to seek purity, the word of God, and the spiritual work. But God bless material thing. Now many people caught up with the material thing. So today's many materialism, commercialism impacted in Christianity. So churches everywhere. Then their spirituality is weakened. Also, maturity is being weakened. So in that way. So no birth, no pregnancy, and no conception. Although they bring up their children, yet I will believe them to the last man. So God will kill them. Yes, word to them when I depart from them, just as I saw Ephraim. Ephraim, the representative of northern Israel, like a Tyre plant in a pleasant place. Tyre was a Mediterranean beach city, so beautiful. So Ephraim is a mountain, so beautiful mountain, like a big bear. So, but in the last time, but now, so Ephraim will bring out his children to the murderer. Murderer who is Assyrians. Assyrians' brutality is so severe in history book. They cut the children's nose, pull out their eyes, took out tongue, so many maimed people. So Assyrians' brutality Truly, war does demonstrate the total depravity of man. So we see, so total depravity of man, and the need of redemption by God is shown. Only we hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is so loving. God is so good. God is so kind. God wanted to do his work among them, the victimized, the victims of war or victims of ISIS. Only one way we can have hope through the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ by God. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breast. Verse 14, actually, Hosea, the prophet, prophetic prayer. So Hosea delivers God's will in the form of a prayer. So give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breast to develop God's justice. Then verse 15, all their wickedness is in Gilgal. Gilgal, former the place of sacrifice to God. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 8, and King Saul's age time. You shall go down before me, Samuel. So actually, Samuel talked with Saul, before me, before Samuel, to Gilgal, and surely I will. Samuel will come down to you, Saul, the king, to offer burnt offering and make sacrifices of peace offerings. 7 days you shall wait until I come to you and show you what you should do. So basically, in the ordination of King Saul, or anointing of King Saul, so the Samuel is prepared to sacrifice to the Lord in the city of Gilgal. Gilgal used to be the place of sacrifice to God, but now Gilgal is adulterous and spiritual adulterous place. So for there, I hated them because of the evil of their deeds, because idol worshiping place. I will drive them from my house. I will love them no more. All their princes are rebellious. Princes means obviously sons of a king, also including leaders are rebellious. Ephraim is stricken. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Because first spirituality is weakened. Now material blessing is weakened too. Yes, were they to bear children, I would kill the darlings of their womb. My God will cast them away because they did not obey him. King James Version, they did not hearken unto him. Jesus said several churches, Revelation chapter 2, verse 29, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. So each local church should listen to Spirit saying. So not, you know, any economic saying, money saying, you know, benefit analysis. Actually, the Bible says Spirit saying, we should listen to that. Also, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, God gave a night dream into Solomon after Solomon finishing the temple of God. If my people, which are called by my name, and shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So here, we can learn from, because of their iniquity, their particular their adultery and spiritual adultery, so they will be wanderers among the nations. So here we can learn, so first of all, we should hear of the word of God from God, you know, to support your saying, then we can know what the word of God. Then our feeling convicted with the word of God, then I have a willing to change former act to new obedient act. So last one is come out the work to act God's will in that way. So we can learn, so whatever we did wrong unbiblically, first of all, we should observe in God's word. That moment we can know God's word, understand, then is we can convict it with God's word, we repent our sin, then is we might have a will to change the bad act, former act, you know, to the godly act, obedient act. Then is coming out. So faith without work is death. So let's see each question answered. In verse 1, do not rejoice, O Israel, with joy like other peoples, for you have played the harlot against your God. You have made love for hire on every threshing floor. What are they doing at the threshing floor? So the threshing floor, they are doing, number one, adultery. Number two, spiritual adultery, which is idol worship at the threshing floor in the high places. Question 2, in verse 9, they are deeply corrupted as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity. He will punish their sins. How were the days of Gibeah? The days of Gibeah is similar to the day of Israel when Hosea made a prophecy. So basically, the day of Gibeah, the Levite concubine was raped by wicked Benjamin and Gibeah people. So those people were punished for their evil by Israel people, as God allowed. Question 3, in verse 17, my God will cast them away because they did not obey him, and they shall be wanderers among the nation. What can we learn? So we can learn whatever we did iniquity or sin. So we should know first the God's word, then is we repent our sin, then we change our acts from sinful act to godly acts. Let's sing song all together, Blue Book on bulletin, page